Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Atlanta Braves right-hander, and yes, it sounds weird to say, he's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He is Kevin Gausman, fellow Capricorn, by the way, Vinny, as we get all astrological on the people.
I'm a Capricorn.
So am I. It's why we said fellow Capricorn. Kevin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
How's it going?
Well, it's going all right. I mean, for you, I guess it's been a nice, interesting last couple of weeks. And for as weird as it is for us to say Atlanta Braves right-hander, Kevin Gausman, how weird is it to hear that in regards to you as a baseball player?
Yeah. You know, it's still pretty weird. I think it's because we're still on you know, the back end of a road trip. So we're finishing up, you know, two more games here in D.C. And then I think it'll kind of really sink in when I get a finally pitch in that new ballpark that they have and kind of get settled in Atlanta.
When the trade happened and you went from Baltimore to Atlanta, I know you had commented here to the local media that, yeah, you heard the rumors that you could be out there if the Orioles were making the move. But when it finally became a reality, how stunned were you that it was you gone?
Yeah. You know, I was pretty surprised, you know, to be honest. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just didn't really buy into all the talk, you know, and really this year was the first time where my name kind of kept being brought up. And, you know, I knew it was really serious when my agent finally was like, you know, he texted me a couple hours before the deadline and was like, hey, you know, it's really progressive with the Braves. There might be something done here today. And, you know, that's when I kind of started thinking about, you know, those types of things. And, you know, so just one of those weird things that you go through as a player. And, you know, it was just kind of a weird experience and a lot of quick goodbyes. And, you know, next thing I knew, I had to switch hotel rooms and that type of thing, or hotels in New York. And, you know, then to be honest, then it's just baseball after that.
Now, Kevin, I read or heard that when you went down there, Dave and Don, they changed a couple of things in your pitching motion, was it?
When I went down where?
Atlanta.
No, you know, they just kind of talked to me about some small things, you know, where my foot was on relation to, you know, to the rubber and that type of thing. And, you know, other than that, it was kind of more how they thought I should be pitching guys and that type of thing. So, you know, I took that into my first start, and, you know, there was some good things to come from it. So, you know, I'm excited about the future.
Now, Kevin, when you switched your delivery when you were with the Orioles back when, what made you switch? And was it your discovery, kind of your messing around with it, and you kind of found some comfort?
Yeah, you know, I think as a pitcher, you're always trying to find whatever's comfortable for you to do, you know, 100, you know, with warming up before the game and in between innings, you're going to throw, you know, 170 pitches probably. So, you know, you need something that's repeatable to do that many times. And, you know, I think sometimes you do something so much that you can also get in a bad habit, and you can kind of train your body to do things that might go against kind of your natural ability. And, you know, that's just one of those things. As a pitcher, you're always trying to find and work and find new things that are going to make you comfortable.
Kevin Gausman, Atlanta Braves right-hander, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And you made a comment, Kevin, after the trade that you never pitched up to your abilities here with the Orioles. Explain how that actually became the reality, where you knew what you wanted to do, but things just couldn't get accomplished for whatever reason.
You know, I felt like I've had a good career to this point, not a great one. But, you know, I think there's plenty of people that would be perfectly happy with the career that I've had to this point. But, you know, I expect a lot out of myself. And, you know, I know how good I can be and what I'm capable of doing. So, you know, I try to push myself every day to be the best that I can be. And so, yeah, you know, unfortunately, it was really in the last year and a half where, you know, I just kind of struggled and had some things maybe not go my way. And, you know, but at the same time, just didn't pitch consistently to what I'm capable of doing.
Kevin, how difficult is it, like, when the pitching coaches like Dave and Don left, went to Atlanta, and then you get McDowell, you know, and then maybe they want to change things? How difficult is it on you when a new pitching coach comes in?
You know, I don't think it's that difficult. To be honest, you know, I thought Roger did a great job with me, you know. Nothing against Roger. You know, I think he worked really hard to try to get me right last season. And, you know, we really worked together in the second half last season and really made some strides. And, you know, I felt we were doing the same thing this season. And unfortunately, it kind of got cut short, obviously. But, you know, he was always there for me to answer questions I had. And, you know, was always there, you know, at 3:30 when I threw my bullpens to kind of watch. And, you know, especially last season, I was really struggling and trying to find and, you know, figure things out. And so he was, you know, he was a great coach for me. He was always there and backed me and always had the support of my pitching coach, which, you know, that's all you want as a player.
Kevin, take us back to Sarasota 2018, and the Orioles brought in Alex Cobb and Andrew Cashner, didn't trade Manny, and, you know, we had a guy on from the New York Times who said the Orioles are going to be one of the wild card teams in the American League. Take us back to Sarasota. What was the vibe, the mood around the team? Obviously, the start was the last thing you guys needed, and that's led to the blow-up as we sit today. But what was the vibe around the team back in February, March, getting ready for the regular season?
It was great, you know. To be honest, ever since I've been with the Orioles, the one thing that we've had consistently is, you know, a tight-knit clubhouse. And I think that stems from having a lot of veteran leadership. You know, Adam Jones really keeps everybody loose and close. And, you know, Manny did the same thing in Scope. And, you know, Markakis was the same way when he was with the Orioles. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, we were all feeling really good about the team that we had together, and we're really excited about the future and, you know, a lot of optimism. And like you said, unfortunately, we just got off to a really bad start. And, you know, I felt like there was, you know, if we had a week where our pitching was really good, you know, our offense wouldn't be good either. And, you know, it kind of seemed like things never really clicked at the same time. And so, it was, you know, unfortunately, it just kind of, we dug ourselves in a hole.
Now, Kevin, I asked this to Zach Britton last week. Why do you think the Orioles farm system, Orioles organization, has a hard time developing starting pitching?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I wish I had the answer to that, but I don't know. That's a good question.
All right, Kevin, your next start is Friday, scheduled against Milwaukee, and you're going to be making your home debut. Jonathan Scope is on the Brewers there as he's in pennant contention. Just talk about the Braves, your ball club, young team, talented team. You talked about Dom Chidi, Dave Wallace, Markakis, Ryan Flaherty, Brad Brock. I mean, Orioles South, it seems, with the Atlanta Braves. But just talk about how you personally walking into a situation where you've gained 45 games in the standings.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty crazy. You know, you go from there's been a long time, you know, with the Orioles. I even looked to see where we were in the standings. And, you know, it's unfortunate to say that, but, you know, now it's exciting because every day it's, you know, you're looking to see who won and lost and kind of who moved up, who went down and that type of thing. And so, it's exciting, you know, and, I'm really excited about this team. And, you know, one thing I noticed right away is just their overall athleticism. You know, they have a lot of young, talented, you know, just freak athletes that they just kind of let play the game. And, you know, they run wild and they'll steal bases and they'll take the extra base. And, you know, they'll make plays in the gap and throw guys out. And, you know, it's a really fun team to watch play every night.
Do you know how you're going to pitch Scope?
yeah, but I can't. I mean, I'm not going to tell y'all.
Yeah, he is a loyal listener to this program, by the way, Kevin Gausman.
From
Jonathan
Milwaukee.
Scope. I mean, we are streaming all around the world. Kevin, what are you going to remember most about your time here with the Orioles?
You know, probably just, you know, when I first came up, 14, obviously, and, you know, being part of 16, too, you know, those last couple months of both those seasons were really – really fun. And, you know, 14, we were, you know, I thought we were the best team in baseball, you know, for the last couple of months. And so it was really exciting and exciting to be a part of. You know, I got my first time pitching in the playoffs for the Orioles and got to come in, you know, the ALDS and pitch really well in relief against Detroit. And we ended up coming back. As you guys know, Delman Young hit that double. So, yeah. You know, just those memories. I mean, that ballpark, you know, that environment, that atmosphere was, you know, just electric. And, you know, it was crazy, something I'll never forget. And, you know, also winning the last game of the season in 16 and, you know, sending us to a wild card game. That was, you know, that's something I'll never forget, too, is, you know, taking the mound, knowing that, and, you know, coming up big for my team and us going, you know, going to Toronto and having a chance to continue our season.
He's Kevin Gausman, Atlanta Braves right-hander. Kevin, we appreciate your time. Good luck to the Braves rest of the season. Hopefully we'll talk you down the road.
All righty, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Kevin Gausman, Ackerman Security Hotline, former Oriole, now in Atlanta.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.